What's Mufti Day? How do you explain Mufti Day?
Mufti Day. So in Australia, Mufti Day, this is so good. This is our topic for
Mufti
today.
Mufti Day. Make like it up, multi? Make it up. Multiculturalism, Mufti.
Are you kidding? Okay, you do one letter, I do one letter.
Just multiple.
I don't think Mufti stands for anything, but if it stood for anything, I would say it stands for missing uniform for today in school.
Today's individualism. Welcome to the Asian Soup podcast. This is your host Jules
and this is your co-host Brox.
The Asian Soup podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics from careers, personal growth, and much more.
Come sit with us
and get nourished.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Rox. Hello, everyone who's listening today. How are you?
I am good. It is a Friday night. Yay. And we just finished work and we got here. And
well, not me, actually.
Oh.
I'm still job not hunting. Working. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we'll also get an update on that soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, feeling good. How about you?
I'm feeling good too. If you guys listened to our previous episode, we did an episode on redundancies. Yes. And like interview tips. And I was made redundant a few weeks ago and I'm sort of in the job hunting process. So even, yeah, today I was like, is it Friday or Thursday? I'm starting to lose track of the days now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Maybe do you want to just give us an update now because we're talking about it?
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going?
How's the job hunt? I knew that when it first happened, like, I was kind of relieved in a way because I could sort of have, like, you know, the situation we were in, there was so much uncertainty. So when it actually happened, I felt like, oh, okay, cool. I can actually start planning now for my
next few months. Like it was confirmed and then you could start looking.
Yeah. So it felt like I was kind of out of the limbo. Yeah. But I also knew like maybe week three or week four post redundancy, I just knew that that's when it's going to get tougher. You know what I mean? And so it is getting a little bit tougher. You know, with each rejection, it's always like, ugh.
It's like,
it never feels great, which is normal.
Normal.
So yeah, I did get some rejections today and I just kind of sit there and I feel crappy about it. And then I try and zoom out and I'm like, okay, it's still fine. Like it's overall, like I know I'm saying this, but like I'm actually still positive. Like it is harder now, but I'm really like hopeful that I'm going to find something eventually. And if I don't, I think it means I'm meant to sort of be resting right now. So I'm doing a lot of like exercise and yoga and just chilling out as much as possible, prioritizing my health and like fitness at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing like, you know, I went to yoga today. So I'm wearing my leggings right now.
Nice.
And Rox was like, you look so zen today. Maybe.
Yeah, she looked really relaxed coming into the room.
I got like a shoulder massage today, like a little one. And then did a bit of yoga. So I'm really like making like my health top priority.
Yeah. That's good.
So overall, it's been okay.
It's been okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like proud of you, I guess, hear that you're handling it so well, like a rejection or job hunting isn't easy.
Mm.
And then I think a lot of the time when you're like in that mode looking for a job, you're like in such a rush. And then, you know, when you transition between jobs, it's like so good to have a little break between when you start the next job.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had moments where like I've started the next job straight away. But then when it's so good to have that time for yourself because it's like you're going to be working your whole life.
Yeah.
Really.
You are.
Yeah, that's what I like. I'm also really hopeful. Like, you don't need me to be hopeful, but it's just like you're obviously going to find a job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just timing and finding the right thing for you.
I feel like there are other people who are going through something similar to me as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep applying if you're in this, you know, similar boat to me.
Yeah.
Someone compared this very similar to like dating.
Mm.
Like, going on multiple dates trying to find the right person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing, right? Going dates with recruiters and hiring managers to find the right role.
Yeah.
And it's pretty exhausting. It can so be. Exhausting. Yeah. But I think my technique at the moment is like, don't get too attached to one role.
Like, don't wait around to hear back from one role, it's right? Hard. That's a maybe. Yeah, but you're like, hard. You have all this hope and then you're like, oh, should I keep applying for something else or should I just like wait for this one role? But then
I know. I keep
No one's loyal right now.
Checking
you're dating.
I know.
It's like the start of dating. It's like if they haven't asked you out properly, you can still like see other people, right?
I know. It's so hard. Like this one role I'm kind of or I was hopeful for, we've been communicating through LinkedIn message.
Yeah.
And no joke, like the past 2 days, because I don't have notifications on for LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So I've opened the LinkedIn app. It feels like 200 times over the 2 days. Okay, maybe not 200.
Why don't you put your notifications on?
Good point. That's a very good point. But I'm just like, you know when you're like refreshing. Waiting for a message from someone? It's like I'm just like constantly checking, checking.
Oh my God.
And it's kind of like, oh. You know, it's not like I can't tell if they've left me on unread, but that's what it feels like because I sent them a message first.
Yeah, but
it's
they
like,
haven't responded.
Hello, where's the reply? You said by Friday and today's Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a bit, it was a little bit annoying, but I thought, you know what, like let's just apply for other roles. There's plenty of other opportunities out there.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what I'm thinking. Like don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify.
Your opportunities.
Yeah.
Surreal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good tip as well for anyone else who's hunting right now.
Hunting for whatever. Like whatever. Even if you're hunting for
a man,
a
woman.
Job. You know what? A lot of people are hunting for houses or like houses. Apartments as well.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is another process like
what
within
a nightmare.
Itself.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a perfect segue to our next topic that we kind of wanted to talk about, which is like the freaking housing situation in Sydney.
Yeah.
Like we're definitely not qualified like real estate agents or whatever like to talk about it, but like it's a huge thing right now. Like the rent prices are skyrocketing. Like one I heard
ridiculously high. And so many people in at the inspections like
30 groups or something. I heard that like one like apartment they raised their rent by $240 per week.
They raised it for someone who was living there?
Yeah. So the landlords raised it because of
the
interest rates rising.
Yeah, but there should be a cap, right? Like there should be a cap or percentage where the government's like, okay, within I don't think there is, which is like, I think they go with what's market rate. I understand it's probably tough on the owner to make the repayments, but it's also like, maybe if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Like maybe you need to sell it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's tough too because that's tough for everyone. But or on the other side, it's like if they don't raise it, if there's new places going out, I've heard of people applying for a rental property like a friend and then she offered $50 more a week and then obviously – I don't know, not obviously, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And then it went – and she was in conversation with the agent and seemed fine and, you know, they're – professionals and blah blah, but then it ended up going with someone who offered 100 or 150 more a week.
Oh wow.
So it's like you can't win, right?
Yeah.
But then they eventually found something. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah. Just
you mean your friends?
Yeah. But it's just hard.
Yeah. I know a lot of people around me right now who are actually moving back home or like something like similar to living back home. Like even with me, I'm sort of like I've sort of moved into my partner's mom's place.
Yeah.
Like everything's just so expensive that it's so hard to live comfortably.
Yeah.
For like paying Sydney rent.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like it's actually, I don't even, like you're actually left with nothing.
And we're
after
not even,
everything.
I think initially when all this housing crisis stuff, it's also annoying seeing the same news every day. Like it's just tiring.
it's so freaking tiring. Yeah.
But also I initially was like, oh okay, maybe this is just, you know, in those suburbs in the inner city and it's just, you know, people who want to live by the beach, or like near the city or in inner west kind of thing in Sydney, and you know, the cooler areas, like they're going up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not just the cooler areas now, it's like everywhere. It's like everywhere. Even our own suburban areas are like expensive.
Yeah,
right?
Even like Parramatta is like so expensive now. So Parramatta is like Western Sydney.
It's the biggest city outside of the CBD. It's like the second CBD, I guess. But yeah, it's also really expensive.
Even like I'm looking further out now. Like I'm looking Blue Mountains, which is like what, a 2-hour drive from Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm looking past the Blue Mountains. Like, do I need a, you know, and to be honest, like I don't think I've said this to you, Rox, but I'm even thinking like.
In the middle of nowhere.
That too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think about middle of nowhere, but also like another city.
Yeah.
Like
Brisbane
or Melbourne.
Melbourne's a lot better.
Yeah, it's looking a lot more.
When you compare it, like I was comparing it the other day. Just, I was
we
literally,
do this. It's a thing now.
Yeah,
we're all looking.
I was just comparing the other day, just like, because we were talking about this because it's really hard to picture what to plan for because it's like hard to know what you can afford given the increases. And it's not like we're on bad pay, but it's just hard to get in the market when it's so high. And just the priorities, right? Or like what you value. It's like, do I really want a house or do I want to be by the coast somewhere or do I love the inner city living or am I fine with an apartment but closer to the inner city living or like a suburb or do I like this area I'm in now but I just need one more room or do I want a little yard? Do I want a townhouse or can I even afford it or what areas or schools in the future? Oh, it's like never ending, like just the thought of it. And then so sometimes, you know, you can like go on the real estate app and you have the map. You just you just zoom out and you're like,
I always
search this
that.
Area. And then so I was comparing Melbourne and I'm like, obviously I don't know the areas in Melbourne. Like I don't even know if they're safe or whatever. But I was just like, damn, like you can get a house for under $1 million.
Okay, that's probably a dodgier area, right? Like a dangerous area.
Well,
okay, we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know, but it was like near an area where my friend lives, like around that. So I was like, at least like $1 million cannot get you a house here though.
Yeah. Do you think it's like a bit of a, what's the opposite word to blessing? A curse. Do you think it's a bit of a curse that we know?
Thanks for answering your own question.
That like we know the areas of Sydney too well. Like we already have these like preconceived opinions about certain areas of Sydney. Because Sydney is like so like segregated and like you go to one like area and it's like a complete, it feels like a different country. Every like little suburb.
Your area, people judge your area so much more these days.
Like these days?
I feel like more than when I was younger. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't know anything when I was younger.
I think it's probably worse now.
It's just, it's just terrible. It's like, but also.
It's terrible.
It's just terrible. Like, but also like if you are in a certain area, there is no reason for me to go to your area. And like really, like I have zero reason to go to Bondi. These days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Why would
such
I go
a
there?
Mission.
And they have zero reason to come here. Why would you come here?
It's so different. The way people dress.
Everything is different. Like everything.
Yeah. It's different.
It's crazy. And it's bad to, it's terrible in the sense that there's so much judgment. But then sometimes I'm like, you're not wrong. Like some things I'm like, you're not wrong. Some things. Depending
like
what? On what they are. I don't know. I feel bad not even talking about it. Well, okay, say even if people judged our area, this area we kind of share.
Yeah.
We're kind of in the same area.
Yeah, we're in the same area.
We're in a really Asian area.
Yes, we are.
Speaking of Asian podcast, Asian Sip podcast, but I don't know. Maybe some people wouldn't like to be in this area.
There's a lot of people doing like Tai Chi, for example. Like if you have a problem with Tai Chi. Like you don't like people using a public space. Like, I like so. It. I like it because it's zen. Tai Chi is so zen. So I'm like, ah, oh, when I see people doing, I'm like,
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I like this area because we have access to food I can eat.
And groceries.
And that I enjoy to eat. But I don't know. I don't know. Is that mean to say?
So would you say you kind of like this area?
I kind of like this area. You know another thing?
Yeah.
Correlation, right?
Yeah.
Asians.
Yep.
Better schools. Because Asians like the better schools. Therefore, more expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Asians pay for education, right?
Yeah. Like they are willing to pay, I guess.
More for a free school, like a public school.
Yeah, for a public school. Yeah. Anyways.
Can we come So going back, like, because we have all these.
I answered anything.
No, you did. Yeah. So, like, we already have all these, like, opinions about all these suburbs and these areas. And it's, like, not a blessing but a curse.
Yeah.
Because we are attached to, like, certain areas and we want to live in certain areas. We're biased. Yeah. So maybe it's better just to, you know, open up the real estate app and just
start a new life.
Put the filter, the price filter. Start a new life. Maybe it's better. You don't know. Because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
So start a whole new life. Go to, you know, Queensland or Melbourne Victoria and, you know, you find a cute house. You don't know the area. You know there's some schools around.
Yeah.
There's a shopping center. It's got all the main stuff, transport. It ticks all those boxes. Maybe that's enough. Like, maybe like these opinions.
But you'll lose your friends. Biased. How about your family and your friends?
Yeah, that's true.
And then.
That's why unless you all move there.
It's really hard to, because if you do move there and it's worth it, like that's great. But it's a big decision.
It is.
And anyway, so looking at those different suburbs that are outside of New South Wales, I also look at those forums. There's like these forums that people
like Housely, or something like that.
Homely or Housely.
Homely, yeah.
And I'm like, and then there's all these like forum like feedback like comments, and some are so funny, but some are like, you're right, because sometimes people. And you realize like the area might not be that good. And then some people are like, oh, I'm so sick of these real estate agents, like, you know, talking up this area. It's crap. Like, there's so much crime, blah, blah, blah.
Crime.
And then you're like, dude, like, what's real on this forum? Like,
nothing.
Are people actually happy? And then you have people that are like, I love living here. It's been so good. Like, nothing's ever happened to me. And then you're like, okay. But. Yeah, it's just hard to know.
Yeah, you just don't know. I've read those forums as well. And you just don't know who's writing these things too.
Yeah.
Like, it could be people with biased, like, opinions as well who are writing this. Like, if we were to write on that forum, we'd have a very specific view. So, I don't know. I just feel like you can't really trust it. But I do also think it's useful as well. Like, really grateful for those forums. Yeah.
Another thing is like a bit of fear, especially in like just smaller suburbs or anywhere that I feel like the further away, this is like based on no stats, but like the further away you are from the city, the higher, the more chance of racist experiences that could happen. So it's like, I'm scared. I'm scared to feel like right now I feel like I belong in the city. When I go to the city or in this area or when I go to the shopping centers, like it's just comfortable, you know? It's just a different vibe.
Yeah, it's so
like
different.
It's Australia's beautiful, but it's just like, it's just different. Like, I don't know if I would fit in certain places, if that makes sense. Like, I'm sure you can make yourself your new home, right? I don't know. I might just making.
I think that's one of the reasons. Talking shit. Nah, I feel. I get it. Like, I'm the same. And that's why we are in our areas, right? We feel safer in our, like, where we live and anywhere sort of further out. It's like, can I really live here? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's also know. Someone might come to our area and be like, what the f-? Like, you know, like, why?
And it's also like you can get things online and delivered these days, or if you want to come to Sydney and get your Asian groceries, you could. Like, There's Asian groceries in like Woolies. Yeah, that's like such an important thing for me right now.
Groceries are everything.
But there's Asian food at Woolies, so I'm sure it's fine.
But I don't think it's like all Woolies have Asian food. It's because you're in the Woolies within the Asian areas, they stock more Asian stuff.
Okay, you're right.
You go to the like Whoop Whoop Woolies and like the Asian range is so small. They just have area called Asian. But in our area, guys,
the whole aisle.
Asian is like further categorized. You've got like Indian, you've got Chinese, you got a little Korean section, a Vietnamese section. Whereas like they don't put it under just one big label Asian anymore. Like, that's cool.
I will miss these things if I was living in Whoop Whoop. Sometimes that's why I'm like, I don't think I can live. Further away.
That's why when we were both, talking about Woi Woi. So Woi Woi was like this 1 hour up north from Sydney, and you can catch a train there.
Yeah.
And when you were like, oh, yeah, I'm interested in that area too. And we were, I was like, yeah, me too. Like, let's move there together.
Maybe we should both move to Woi.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That area. It's more like encouraging, I think.
Yeah.
To know just, that like, a fellow.
Bring more people, friends that we know. Because another thing is more like, I don't know anyone like there, actually. I do know like a friend's sister there, but the fact that you don't know anyone else there, that's kind of more scary.
Yeah. But also the beauty of like going to a new place, that the this is sort of like on the bright stuff, side, is like you can make friends.
New friends
I just wanted to sort of – it's good. I feel kind of good that it came out of our system because I'm really sort of – annoyed at this like housing like situation, and landlords are complaining too.
Yeah,
that interest rates are going up.
It's hard for everyone.
But people who are renting, it's hard for people who are renting too. It's hard for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. The gap is just growing. The rich and poor, whatever that gap is. But it's harder for, say, if you're in your 20s, like, and you don't have rich parents, like, how are you meant to get a place, really? Do you know what I mean? So, in that sense, it's like hard. Also, is that poor person mindset? Like, shouldn't I just think, yes, I can do it and like make my budget better and save better, or like, you know, think of some more business ideas or something? I don't know. It's just still hard.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's still hard. It's still so hard. You can see the positive in it.
Yeah.
But then the reality is like.
Yeah. But apparently Sydney is now like top 10, or we rose in the top world rankings of best places to live,
like number three, and like Melbourne and Sydney took position three and four,
something like that.
Yeah, really.
Which, like, I'm proud, but I'm also like, really.
Yeah, I mean, it is great living here, but the price, I think it's the expensiveness, is that a word?
Yeah, the costs.
Yeah.
And also we don't even have free university education here. Well, some other countries in Europe do. So I'm like, how is this the best?
Yeah. I mean, it's still better than the American system you have to pay.
That's true.
For your college fees, like
upfront.
Something.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Chatting about cost of living and stuff. And then, so that's like, you know, just in our faces every day in the news. And then when you're on your phone on like Instagram and stuff, or like other things, it's like, because we're super cold now in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's like winter here, and then, but it's summer in Europe and summer overseas, and everyone's like having the best time. Like it's summer, and then everyone's having their Euro holidays. It's like, damn, like it looks so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you go on social media and you can't help but, I don't know, like compare.
Yeah. Like even though you have no plans to go to Europe, like have zero plans.
I have no plans. Yeah, it's just like I actually do, you know, before social media and like YouTube and stuff like that, we actually didn't really know what was happening on the other side of the world.
That's true.
I feel like now that the comparison is more stark. Is that a word? Yeah, it is a word. But yeah, it's more obvious. Days are shorter here, and, you know, it's just like, it's bloody cold.
So cold.
Like, it's freaking cold. And people are like on the other side of the world just like, you know, doing the hot girl summer shit. Like, do you find yourself comparing like more as a 30-something year old versus like a 20-something year old?
I probably compare about different stuff.
I feel like
we still had social media in our 20s, you know, like we had Facebook, right? But I feel like these days I'm comparing more like, I don't know why my feed is like this. So you probably imagine what my feed is like. It's like people with like minimal wardrobes and people that wear their uniform and like have just really basic clothes. But even then I'm like, oh yeah, I need to build my minimal wardrobe. But I'm like, I have enough clothes. Like I actually have enough clothes, more than enough clothes. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything else.
It's so you want more clothes?
Sometimes when I look through stuff, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm missing like that perfect, you know, white shirt or that perfect like skirt. Yeah. Or I'm missing that, you know, that one piece I don't have. But it's like, dude, I have so much other shit that I don't wear enough. Do I really need that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the shopping one's a real one for me as well. It's like I get all of my shopping urges from social media.
Yeah.
You know? And back in the day, we'd look at like what someone is wearing on Bloody Mufti Day.
Yeah.
Or what they're wearing on the weekend. Magazines. Yeah, on magazines. And then we'd be like, oh, get style inspo. Mufti Day, by the way.
Mufti
Day. What's Mufti Day? How do you explain Mufti Day?
Mufti Day. So in Australia, Mufti Day, this is so good. This is our topic for Mufti today. Mufti Day.
We could have a whole topic on Mufti Day. Mufti. Like multi? Multiculturalism Mufti.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay, you do one letter, I do one letter. So M. Just
multiple.
I don't think Mufti stands for anything, but if it stood for anything, I would say it stands for missing uniform for today.
Today
in school.
Today's in today's individualism. Wait, can you say that again?
Missing uniform for today's individualism.
That's good.
Individualism.
You're being an individual that day. Every other day you're in bloody uniform.
Yeah, damn. So in Australia, in schools, public or private, you have to wear uniforms. So it's not like in the US in those shows where they wear random clothes.
You mean just normal everyday clothes.
We have one day maybe like per term, like one day in a term where usually like end of the term or maybe it's a special event or something as well. And it's a Mufti Day, usually like a Thursday or Friday, and you get to go to school in normal clothes. Yeah. And it's like everyone goes all out.
Because it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal. Because like your uniform is like your safe space.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Uniforms are great. I actually like uniforms.
Yeah, it's
like
so
that we
good.
Have in uniforms.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be so stressful.
Yeah, every day, right?
Imagine having to
come up with an outfit every day.
At school. At growing school, up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, sounds like a nightmare. But do you remember any funny Mufti Day outfits or things you thought were really cool and you like wear it to school?
I remember like I had this belt and it was baby pink and it had silver studs on them.
Love it.
And I would wear them with like my low rise like jeans and I'll have like a little tank top or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've always had like have my head, trying to have my head down. Mm-hmm. And that was like my thing, I think.
Oh, because you usually need to have your hair up at school, right? If you have long hair.
Actually, not really. But like, yeah, having your hair down is a little bit like, oh, I'm going out, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, you know, with studying, you got to have your hair up kind of thing. Yeah. 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 What about you?
I think I remember I really wanted these like pink Converses.
Oh,
pink
cute. Again.
Pink Converses, but they were like high tops. Mm. So they would fold out to be silver inside.
Oh, cool.
Like all shiny.
Yeah.
And I really wanted them and I wore them like for Mufti Day.
That's cool.
And
Converse.
Then, I don't know. I sometimes like I would get things from like Hong Kong holidays and I'd like want to wear at school. Like I had these hipster jeans that had star patches on them. And I was, when I was little, I was obsessed with stars. Like my email was like something Roxy Star and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just had stars everywhere. So I love these like patched star low-rise hipster jeans.
Yeah. I feel like all these trends that we're talking about now, it's like kind of coming back in now. Like low-rise jeans
and bum warmers.
Oh, like, are they coming back?
But no, not coming back, but yes. I would have that bum warmers as well.
Yes. Basically, you'll get all your style inspo from magazines, Mufti Day and like TV and movies.
Yeah.
But now it's like the scrolling is just like not really helping.
So instant.
Like, yeah.
It's like, it's almost like you compare instantly when you look at something.
Yeah. And it's everywhere as well.
You're not trying to compare, but you're like, it's there.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think like what you were saying before, like the things that you would compare about then versus now is different.
Mm.
I think like some of the things that like for me that I compare now is like how people are living their lives differently in their 30s, I guess. It's like before it would be like what people are studying, where they're going to eat, like that kind of stuff. But now it's a little bit more like, oh, what kind of lifestyle this person has. It's like, oh, I don't know.
Like
it's like
exercising? Do you mean like they're going to Pilates or what?
Not that kind of lifestyle. It's more like, oh, like a more expensive lifestyle versus like a less expensive lifestyle. Right. Like I'm not.
They're like eating at fancy restaurants.
Yeah, it's
and
like
stuff.
More often or like, I'm just like, how does one afford? It's like, I'm not trying to compare, but you can't help but.
You can't help it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely not a foodie these days or I am not out there trying out new restaurants every week or I don't know where the cool places are these days. And like, that's fine with me. Like if I think about it rationally, I'm like, that's fine. Like I don't need to like go out every week to try a new restaurant. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But is that for, because you're trying to save money?
Yeah, I'm trying to save money.
Yeah, so this, like, is back to the cost of living
I'm trying to save, I'm trying to be good, you know? And like I am prioritizing money over, I guess, indulging, right? But then there is a part of me that's like, oh damn, like it would be nice to go out to a nice restaurant now and then. Now and then is fine, I think. Like I think I'm allowing myself to do that. But yeah, sometimes you're like, I don't know, you just compare.
Yeah,
that's all.
I mean, speaking of indulging, I have a question actually. We had an episode on cravings a few episodes ago.
Yes.
And you were talking about how like you're craving things, but like you don't jump on the craving straight away. You kind of like wait.
Yes, I wait.
You wait and then you're like, wait, and then you eat.
Yes, then I eat.
So you're mentioning like soy marinated crabs.
Yeah.
Did you eat them and when? How long did you wait?
Yes.
How did you eat them? Where, when, who, what, why? I want to hear it
like
all.
I ended up eating it with my brother because he hadn't had it before. And I went to this place in Strathfield because I actually saw my colleague eat there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had it and it was good. Like it satisfied my cravings. But then the seasonality of the crab, right now you get the crab with more roe. Or the female crab. But when I gave in to my craving, I had, I think, just a normal one and there wasn't much roe.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. So now I'm like saving this roe craving for another time.
Okay. So did it satisfy? It did.
It did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
It still did.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's also like one of those things you always like, right? Like, of course you'll like omakase sushi.
Yeah.
Like, come on, like, but you can't have that all the time, right? No. So it's just like, you know, waiting for the next time that the occasion will reveal itself, then I'll go for it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm getting hungry.
I'm hungry too.
Because like what I want to eat, my omakase like equivalent, but a little bit cheaper would be like Chinese hot pot. Like I freaking love Chinese hot pot.
I love hot pot too. And that's like a craving as well.
I ate it like 3-4 times in like 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
Like I love it that much. And it's so expensive as well. Yeah. It can get expensive. Like how do you allow It's my mm-hmm. favorite one.
Yeah.
The Dancing Noodle. I love yeah. it.
I do that. But yeah, good.
I don't know if you just heard Rock say it, but we are going to go have hot pot after tonight. This recording.
Yeah.
It's our first. It's yeah. our first hot pot outing.
Is it?
Like Chinese hot pot outing.
Outing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, outing. Yeah, we had hot pot at your place. Once. Yeah.
Sometimes when I crave hot pot, yeah, I think I've talked about this before, but what if I crave hot pot, I'll just have like that frozen stuff at home
mm.
and then I actually just like make a bit for lunch. So it's like mm. kind of like your mini malatang.
Ah.
And you just do your own thing at home.
Is that a thing? Like always having hot pot ingredients in your freezer?
I think
freezer?
Lindy was talking yeah, about
Lindy,
this, right?
Lindy from West Asian Pod.
Yeah, yeah. He said, no, it's a thing. You should do it. If you love it so much.
I love it.
No, you need to always have it. Like
yeah, yeah.
available to you.
That's like, goals.
Yeah, like you just, all you need is, it's just frozen. Okay,
what do you need?
So some of the balls, your favorite balls.
Like fish balls.
Your favorite fish balls. Or meatballs. But yeah, favorite fish balls. Meat.
Frozen.
Yeah, you can get those frozen meat balls sliced.
Thinly sliced
So
meat.
You can, and every time I have it, it's just like a few slices, mm. right? And then your favorite hot potty noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps because it kind of fills you up.
Is that frozen too?
Not frozen, but just dry.
But you could freeze them.
Depending on what noodles you like. Like if you like udon, you could freeze them.
Yeah.
And then
a veg?
Yeah. Any veg that you have. I always have Asian veg in my fridge. So
anyway. There's
always something there. Radish is a nice addition, but then because I'm not doing a full hot pot, the radish won't get soft enough. So then I'm like, I usually don't have that until I have an actual home hot pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, those few things combined, it's like, all right, that's a meal.
I think that part I can do. The part I'm really curious about is like the broth and then the sauce.
Oh,
what do you do? Because I would just copy. I think whatever you do, I would like it.
I am uber lazy because this is like my lazy girl lunch.
Yes.
Sometimes I do at Love home it. When I work from home. But I don't even do soup.
Water.
I don't even have water.
You don't even have
like
water?
It's kind of dry.
What? Oh.
Like I
dry
just,
mala style.
Well, you know how like when you're eating hot pot, you're not actually drinking the soup.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Do you know what I mean? Like
okay. You
kind of spoon your stuff from the hot pot into your bowl. In that is full of sauce, right? Like you have a bowl with sauce. So I kind of just like have my sauce mix and then I mix
it's
it
like
all.
A stir fry then.
Well, it's all boiled. I just boil it all and I put it in my bowl. I add the sauce, mix it, and then I just eat it.
Oh, so it's
so
kind
I don't actually have
Right. So you boil soup. Everything
I
and
boil
then you
everything.
Strain it and then you add the sauce and mix it. Oh, yum. Yeah.
So like maybe your sesame sauce, a bit of soy sauce, some lao gan ma chili sauce.
Is that the chili flake oil?
Chili flake oily thing.
Yeah.
And then what else is there? If I want maybe like that
garlic?
Chinese satay sauce, maybe garlic. If you have like spring onions, you could add some spring onions.
Oh, yum. Yum.
Coriander if you're being fancy, but
my go-to hot pot sauce right now
I'm
is
salivating too.
I'll show you later, but it's soy sauce, minced garlic, maybe a bit of chili, the chopped coriander, maybe a bit of sesame oil. Like I just love like the soy sauce garlic chili mix. Like I didn't know I love garlic so much,
dude. I don't even care about my breath Like, I don't even care about my breath if I'm at hot pot. Like,
just give me the
I'm
garlic.
I'm at hot pot for hot pot. Like, it's really, this is so bad because sometimes I put way too much.
I want to see like, now.
Chewing gum ain't going to save your breath right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to try to do the Let's Get Nourished segment that we always do in the pot on the pod. Actually, we didn't do it last week, but at Hot Pot, the restaurant.
Join us.
So we are going to take
you our
these
sauces.
Mics.
You'll show them your sauce and I'll show. Well, whatever.
Yeah, we'll show our sauces. We'll show what we're eating, like what ingredients we got. And then, you know, we'll probably make it really short because we want to eat. So.
Yay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
we'll
actually
see you guys.
Really excited.
I'm so excited. I'm like seriously salivating so much.
It's dinner time, guys.
It is, it is.
Thanks for joining, and please share with us like your favorite hot pot sauce.
Yes.
Favorite hot pot in ingredients. The
comments. YouTube video comment.
How guys. Do you DIY hot pot at home? Tell us yes. more. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you at Hot Pot then.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at Hot Pot.
Bye.
I'm probably gonna just get the seafood one.
Is it individual?
Yeah.
And do you get one or two styles?
You can get two if you want. Your puffy jacket looks so warm.
Nourished. We're so, at the hot pot place.
Yes, we are.
What did we get? Order.
Okay, before we talk about what we order, I just want to say how I'm feeling.
How
I'm
you feeling
a little bit shy.
Shy?
Well, yeah, there's so many people. There's so many people around, and we've literally like got a big camera in front of us, and like
you were asking me if I was shy, if I was okay with this seat, because there's a seat there in the corner. But right now we're in the middle, and there's people there and people over there.
Yeah,
but no one cares.
But you were so like, no, I'm happy here. So I was like, if Rox is cool with it, I'm cool with it. But you know, shy, but you know, you still got to put yourself out there, kind of thing.
We're
kind of
in this room of only six tables.
Yeah,
so it's not the big room.
It's quite intimate.
And but literally, no one cares right now. Like,
yeah, that's
just
true.
Eating.
That's so right. I don't care. I'm confident.
Yes. So, what soup did you get?
I got crab and prawn soup.
Yum. Is it on?
Ooh,
put it on low. I got the pickled fish soup, which is kind of like a, I don't know how you call it. It's like a Sichuan-y thing.
What is it?
Pickled fish.
Never had pickled fish before.
Pickled fish and pickled cabbage, sorry.
Ooh, yum.
Soon chai.
That is so
it's
good.
Really sour.
Okay, that's got to be my next soup that I get.
Oh, and a bit spicy. It's really sour, actually. Can I try your one?
Yeah, it's plain. But didn't you say you're going to get a boring
I
soup?
I almost got the chicken soup.
Oh,
like the free-range chicken soup. Because it feels like warm and homey, but then I just changed it to this because I haven't had this in ages. Mmm, crab and prawn, right?
Yeah.
Very fresh.
Mm.
Nice. I love seafood. Okay, what are we going to eat first?
Well, we'll quickly go through all the hot pot ingredients that we picked.
Okay.
So we've got Chinese cabbage, pork belly slices, Angus beef slices, potato noodles, enoki mushrooms,
radish.
And bean curd scrolls.
Skin things, yeah.
I think I'm going to... Oh, I don't know. What do you normally go for first?
We could go for this first.
Okay, because I really like this.
Some people like this really soggy, but I kind of just dip it in for a few seconds and then I bring it out. But some people like it really soggy.
My friend Sharon said 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I don't put it in for long enough.
Oh my God. I'm so hungry.
But this one's so good because like it absorbs all the juices. Oh my God, I'm so salivating. I'm so hungry too.
Mm, yum. If you guys are listening to us,
oh my God.
Please watch the video.
Really?
What happened?
My saliva like just dragged.
Did you just dribble?
I just dribbled.
Nice.
I think you need to cut that out.
Or zoom into it.
Or zoom into it.
We've done so many episodes on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't eat out all the time, so when we do, it feels really special. So what do you go for next when you...
Probably a slice of meat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's so weird because we're actually in the restaurant right now recording and eating. This idea of doing this was so random, wasn't it, Rox? Like, I literally...
I know.
Just messaged you yesterday.
Just today. Like,
lol, yes.
We were going to eat first and then record, and then we ended up... Tell us what you think of this segment.
Yeah.
If you like it, we'll try out more places and... Bring the setup along with us.
Yeah. No, guys, if you're like just listening to us, you have to watch us on YouTube because
and maybe
this is
Julie
so cute.
Will be less shy next time. I think
look
there's not enough light.
We look so cute right now. Like, look at us in the frame. We look like mukbang eaters going for
the
meat.
I love mukbang, but yeah, I don't like the crazy mukbang eaters.
Okay, I'm going to also put the mic in the soup so you guys can hear it. Ooh. Did you guys hear it?
Mmm. Yum.
Oh, I think we need to talk about the sauces.
Yeah.
So I put in a ton of onion. I mean, not onion, garlic.
Garlic.
As we were talking about before. Our sauces are very different. Rox is like more of a
sesame sauce based.
Yeah. I want to try your sauce.
It's more sesame sauce than soy sauce, and then a lot of garlic too.
Is there soy sauce in that?
There's only a little bit.
Okay.
Try it.
I think we have exactly the same sauce, which is coriander, shallots, garlic, chili, right? But then your Rox is like the sesame, like, what do you call it? Tahini or whatever, like.
Yeah. It's more like sesame sauce.
Sesame sauce, and then mine's soy sauce based.
I might put some radish in it out. Do you want radish?
Yeah, please.
Because it'll take a while.
It's a good idea. So put in the hard veg first, guys. Yeah, Chinese hot pot is like seriously one of my favorite. And, you know, while people are traveling in Europe and doing their summer activities, we're over here doing hot pot. Seriously, hot pot is life. Can we get that on a t-shirt?
Hot pot is life.
And, you know, this is so fitting because, like, we're Asian soup podcast too.
I know.
We're going to just dive in and just eat now. So, yeah, guys, let us know what you think of this segment. It's a little bit different. Can you guys even hear us? Is there a lot of background music? We don't know.
We don't know. We'll have to see
later. We'll have to see. It's a true experiment. But, yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next one. See you in the next one.
I'm so hungry.
I'm so hungry.
Bye.